Good morning, this is Reed Collins with the CBS World News Roundup. A brighter unemployment picture's out this morning, slight improvement in January. Ray Brady has the story.
For civilian workers, the unemployment rate fell for the first time in a year, dropping from 10.8% to 10.4%. The Labor Department reported a decrease in the jobless rate among adult men and women and teenagers. Blacks and Hispanics, however, did not share in the improvement. One government economist noted that the unemployment figures might not be quite as bright as they seem, saying that industry has laid off so many people, it has cut payrolls down to the bare bone. But private economists commented that the figures show that the length of the average week being worked is up, and that, they note, is usually an early sign that industry may be getting ready to start hiring again. Today's figures also mark the start of a new way of measuring unemployment by including, as part of the workforce, the 1.75 million men and women in the armed forces. With them included, the unemployment rate drops to 10.2%. Ray Brady, CBS News, New York.
The White House indicates it is looking at ways of relieving unemployment by accelerating projects already on the drawing board. An oddity today, the Congressional Budget Office, usually more gloomy in its assessments than the White House, has a rosier view of 1983 than the White House economists are predicting. Alice Rivlin, director of the CBO, even talks like the president in some ways.
Well, the best thing to do to get unemployment down is to get the economy moving again. We have 12 million people unemployed, and no kind of government job program is going to get that many people back to work. At most, people are talking about programs for maybe 500,000 unemployed. There, I think it depends on what the unemployed do. Clearly, a program to repair the roads, such as we've just enacted, is very helpful because it gets the roads repaired. It doesn't create a great many jobs. And if it's financed by a new tax, as the road program is, it probably uncreates about as many jobs as it creates.
The trucker strike protesting the gas tax bill is in day number 5, with some effect on wholesale prices. A trucker was slightly wounded by sniper fire in the state of Missouri this morning. Vice President George Bush has made the rounds of NATO allies, shoring up support for Western missile deployment. This morning he's in Geneva, where the aim of negotiators is quite the opposite. Robert Pierpoint has the story.
The vice president drove directly from the Geneva airport to the Palace of Nations to speak to the UN Disarmament Committee. This is Bush's fifth stop on his 11-day marathon mission to convince the world that the Reagan administration is serious about disarmament. And that was his theme here as well. But Bush first attacked the Soviet Union for its refusal to accept the so-called zero option for banning all intermediate-range missiles from Europe.
The proposals advanced in the negotiations by the Soviet side had been designed to leave one side, in this instance them, with significant advantages. And so our challenge to the Soviet Union, its leadership, is come up with a plan to banish these INF missiles. And let's consider openly, in frank dialogue, initiatives that will achieve that moral goal.
Later today, Bush meets with the Soviet disarmament delegates, hoping to hear some hints from them to match his own recent hints that the U.S. side is now more flexible on its negotiating positions. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News, Geneva.
Secretary of State George Shultz has capped his trip to Peking with a meeting with the premier. Bruce Dunning reports from Peking.
No breakthroughs, no new agreements or changes of policy, no solutions to the problems plaguing the U.S.-China relationship. Still, both sides smilingly proclaim Shultz's visit a success. Both sides hoped these meetings would clear the diplomatic atmosphere, dispel the misunderstanding and distrust that have been piling up dangerously over the past 2 years. Shultz spent an hour with Premier Zhao Ziyang this morning, and Zhao said the talks so far have been useful and productive. He also told American newsmen he hoped disagreements between the two countries, including the Taiwan arms issue, would not prevent him from visiting the United States at President Reagan's invitation. Bruce Dunning, CBS News, Peking.
The American embassy in San Salvador says it's reviewing the situation in light of the wounding of an American advisor. Charles Gomez has more in San Salvador.
The shooting of an American Green Beret sergeant while on a helicopter mission in Cuscatlan, El Salvador, calls into question the role of the U.S. military in the ongoing Salvadoran struggle. Does it mean the guerrillas have the momentum and that the U.S. is on the wrong side of a losing proposition, or is it an isolated incident, as the Salvadoran military scores small successes, such as retaking towns overrun by rebels? The answer, say military officials, lies somewhere in the middle. What appears to be certain is that the rebels are getting bolder, spreading out into more provinces than ever before, seizing towns, but just as quickly abandoning them. Military sources say this means the guerrillas are still a long way from having the military strength to hold on to an important town for more than a few days. Charles Gomez, CBS News, San Salvador.
These days, you hear a lot about insured money market accounts. But all you need to know is this. Crocker Bank has two accounts that are 100% safe. The Crocker Money Market Investment Account and the new Crocker Money Market Checking Account. Both pay high interest, and you can open either account with just $2,500 or more. The Crocker Money Market Investment Account currently earns higher rates than most money market funds, and you have easy access to your money. For more convenience, the new Crocker Money Market Checking Account, available now, offers unlimited check writing, and for personal accounts, access to your money through Crocker's automated tellers. In fact, some people should consider both accounts for the greatest flexibility. Now there are two ways Crocker can help your money grow, with high rates and complete safety through FDIC insurance. Crocker's Money Market Investment Account and Crocker's new Money Market Checking Account. To find out which is best for you, ask at any Crocker Bank. Crocker Bank, member FDIC.
Nigeria's expulsion of more than a million Ghanaians has created a crisis involving 1.2 million people trying to return to a country already near economic collapse. 10 Ghanaians killed in truck convoy accidents, 146 hurt. The Pope, appealing for aid, calls it a grave drama. Ghana's Interior Minister in Accra, Johnny Hansen, agrees.
We in Ghana have just suddenly found ourselves saddled with having to receive into our midst, virtually in a day, over 1.2 million Ghanaians from abroad. And the problem of having to take them into consideration is what actually is most disturbing.
Tell me, what is the condition of those who are returning?
Well, many of them appear to be destitute, apparently from the fact that they had to encounter various experiences on the way from Nigeria. Many of them claimed the little money they had on them, they had spent in trying to find food for themselves. And also, many of them appeared very ill. Now, many pregnant women had to bring forth.
I understand that Ghana itself has an economy near collapse. How will you absorb these people?
We are preparing feverishly to ensure that they are integrated into the society and to make their contribution towards production in Ghana. But we are hoping that with international assistance, we will be able to cope immediately with the problems that we face.
The Interior Minister of Ghana.
The question isn't whether or not you need a new Nissan Sentra. The question is which one you need.
New Nissan Sentra. You need this car.
Choose sporty hatchbacks, roomy four doors, family-sized wagons.
What a choice. I need it.
And if ultra mileage is what you need, the Nissan Sentra standard two-door sedan is EPA estimated 35 mpg. 52 highway with 5-speed. Use 35 for comparison. Your mileage may differ. Highway, lower.
I need it.
This roomy 5-passenger front-wheel drive miracle could be the best value on the road. Sticker price is still just $49.49 for the standard two-door sedan, excluding title, taxes, license, and destination charges.
We need this car.
New Nissan Sentra. That's all we are driven.
Choose the Nissan Sentra you need at your Datsun dealer.